sacks. I mean, what obviously did you do well, though, in pass blocking?
I think I gave up one or two pressures. Looked sloppy here and there, looked good here and there. So it's a building point, and just going to keep working.
Was it a lot of the technique from not playing right tackle, or was it?
I mean, I'm not here to make excuses. It's my job to get it done, and just going to keep working.
How'd you feel about the opportunity?
Oh, I felt great. I appreciate the coaches believing in what I can do, and it's been a long season of kind of sitting back and playing the big tight end stuff and looking forward to continuing to help out.
Since you've been here, they've had you all over the place. Mm-hmm. Do you kind of relish the opportunity to get back to a spot that, you know, was in your past?
I mean, even on Sunday, it was kind of all over the place, going from right to left to tight end. So just going to continue my role, fit in my role, and do the best I can.
How about ball security when you catch it?
Yeah, two hands on the ball.
With the rotation, is it good to have those two series off, or would you rather, if you could, plug through it?
I mean, everyone would rather play the whole game. I don't know anybody in this locker room that would say they'd rather take two series off the whole game, but it's the situation I'm in, and I'm going to do what I can to improve.
What did you learn, or what did you try to learn in those couple series off?
Really watching your opponent. I mean, you can sit back and kind of see what he's doing to a different player, a different opponent for him. See what they're giving you up front, see what they're doing different plays here and there. You're kind of getting a back view of the game while you're in the game as well.
Coach Lewis said something the other day to the effect of nobody wants it more. Nobody's working harder to try to get good than you are. Can that be a detriment at times? Do you put a lot of pressure on yourself?
I mean, I appreciate his compliment. I put a lot of pressure on myself, but pressure creates performance. I don't see pressure as a stress. Stress is not used in my daily activity. It's not used in my daily thought process. The pressure is good for me. It pushes me to be better. I'm climbing a mountain that a lot of these guys have climbed. Witt's done a great job, Eric, Clint, all the guys. So I'm just trying to get to the pinnacle of where I can be.